You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With a smile on my face, I'm happy to report this morning that the two biggest thugs in the U.S. government, James Comey and John Brennan, who also happen to be the heads of our two largest and most famous intel agencies, the FBI and CIA, are now referred for prosecution and officially under criminal investigation. Good. Part of the problem, though, is that the statute of limitations on the worst of their crimes has expired. Folks, remember who Brennan is for a moment? A full whore of Brennan. You can Google this and just even see some of this. This guy illegally spied on members of the Senate, including Rand Paul and Lindsey Graham. When they were investigating the CIA, he was investigating them. That's the kind of thug he is. And he lied about it. Then he got busted. He lied about it under oath, which is, of course, a felony. He's committed so many felonies, I've lost track. Lied about it to the faces of the people he was spying on, and then was allowed to come back in later when irrefutable evidence emerged that it was, in fact, the case, and apologize, essentially admitting that he'd committed perjury. And nothing happened. Nothing happened. They didn't even fire the guy. So he legally spied on members of Congress, no predicate, no warrant, because he just thinks he's God. They huffed and puffed about it, Rand Paul and Lindsey Graham alike, in interviews, but never did a darn thing. He got away with it. Can you understand how hard it is to crack this and why, for whatever reason, I don't know what it is, we still just can't see. If the intel agencies want Epstein protected, he's going to be protected. I mean, if you could do that to the faces of the Congress members who are supposed to oversee you, but who you no doubt have compromise on, and get away with it, oh, this guy's off the chain. The idea that one of them could ever actually be convicted seems impossible. And look, folks, unfortunately, the jurisdiction of this is the post-American territory of the D.C. federal court. So they'll probably be rewarded from the liberal jury. I don't know that we'll ever get a conviction unless if there's a trial, they can move it out of D.C. to non-post-American, like, say, red territory, still recognizably American. Then we can maybe have some jurisprudence, but I don't know. But just having them be investigated, maybe the left forced to finally confront the fact that Russia collusion was a hoax, is enough. Our side, by the way, is not doing a very good job explaining the crimes these two committed. They're babbling on about Hillary Clinton, you know, dossiers, and so people's eyes glaze over. Ned Ryun nailed it pretty well, though. Here's the big picture from Fox News. It's today's first epic rant.
There's going to be people on the left and the corporate propagandists who are going to start screaming, this is political revenge. This is about settling political scores. That has nothing to do with any of that. This actually has to do with restoring the rule of law and the equal application of the law. You know, John Brennan, of everything that we're seeing now, went out of his way to include the fake Steele dossier, which he knew was fake, in that 2017 ICA, to legitimize that document so it could be justifiably used to target the duly elected president of the United States, Donald Trump. And then James Comey and Andrew McCabe and James Baker, who was the general counsel of the FBI, knowingly used the fake Steele dossier not once, not twice, four times to secure those FISA warrants to backdoor spying on Donald Trump. This is a gross and egregious abuse of power and of trust, and I would consider highly illegal acts. And so for me, Laura, this isn't just about the present. In many ways, this is about who are we going to be 20 years from now? The American people have lost a lot of confidence in our institutions, and the way that we restore trust is to actually have consequences for the wrongdoing that has been, I think, pretty obvious over the last 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, after the JFK assassination, Jason, you know, people lost faith in institutions, Vietnam War, people lost faith in institutions.
So here's the problem. John Brennan knew darn well that the Steele dossier was fake and that Hillary Clinton's campaign had committed a felony paying for it. FCC slapped her on the hand. The FEC. She had to pay a fine because she's a Democrat, so she didn't get to go to prison or anything. To create the fake Steele dossier. Remember, Brennan would take it to the White House as head of the CIA to Barack Obama and Joe Biden personally and say, listen, this is fake. Hillary's campaign made it up. Russia collusion hoax is fake. And by the way, the Russians are really angry about it. And he would write handwritten notes. He's covering himself, letting everybody know, hey, listen, I told them. After that, he takes the Steele dossier, which he knows is fake, he has written is fake, has briefed the Obama White House is fake, and puts it in the Russia collusion hoax, what they call intelligence product. Then this fool goes to Congress. It says how very, very, very serious it is that Donald Trump is obviously a Russian agent and Russia tried to get him elected. He knows that's fake and he knows the evidence for it is fake. When Congress finally figures out the Steele dossier is fake and Hillary cooked it up, they ask him under oath, hey, did you base this Russiagate on the Steele dossier? He says into the microphone under oath, no. Why, no, I didn't. No, it's definitely not a part of the intelligence product that we're basing that on. Well, it was. He'd insisted it be included over the objections of the top two Russia people in the CIA who are like, this is fake. Because Russia collusion was fake. And then the guy made a ton of money going on CNN and lying and lying and lying and lying. And this is why so many left-wingers need psychological help. I mean, like really have racked up bills at the psychologist because they think that Russia took over their country. They think they nearly lived through a coup because I mean, that like Obama's CIA director told them. They can't fathom the idea the guy's a lying psychopath. And I don't even count Comey, who was telling the same lies, even though he knew darn well the Steele dossier was fake. He told the same lies to Congress. That's called perjury. It's a felony and it carries up to 5 years in prison. Then they took that whole mess to the FISA court. Perjured themselves multiple times. Comey signed under penalty of perjury. Yeah, James Comey. There's his name right over it. Yeah, John Roberts runs the FISA court. He's Supreme Court Chief Justice. He could put Comey in prison. He could have put Comey in prison from the beginning. He lied to the court. It's a felony. Roberts never has, though. Wonder if he's on that Epstein list. Speaking of which, oh my. Wait to hear what came out overnight about this whole Epstein thing. Folks, this is better than a spy novel. And it's got the whole internet in an uproar. Has to do with the video in the jail. And when Bill Barr, Glenn Beck, and Laura Ingraham agree, you know we're on to something. I'll tell you what it is coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, this is plumb stupid. You know how that memo came out from the FBI and the DOJ? Epstein killed himself. And here's the video that proves it. Look, see, it covers the outside of his cell for like all the hours before his death. See, nobody came and went. They forgot to tell you the important part, though. The video camera wasn't pointed at his cell. Oops. Well, what were we watching in the thing they released with the definitive conclusion, with the video as proof, of course, that Epstein, in fact, had killed himself? Had to have, because nobody entered his cell. Oh, his video pointing at some other cells. One of them is a supply closet. Well, wait a minute. Where's the video of Epstein's cell? About that. There isn't any. What? What, a camera malfunctioned. Conveniently. So that's not video of Epstein's cell? No. Well, why did Team Bondi say it was? Oh. She confused? Is Kash Patel confused? Are they just stupid? I don't even know at this point. You know, I wondered about this when I saw the video because I was like, I thought that the video malfunctioned. I mean, even Bill Barr told me that. Former attorney general and arch villain on the Jesse Waters show like 2 years ago.
When I first heard all the information and all the coincidences here, I was suspicious.
What were the coincidences? I mean, those were a lot of coincidences.
Well, one of the cameras was out.
Right.
He was supposed to have a cellmate. Cellmate left. They didn't replace the cellmate. And the guards who were supposed to check him every half hour didn't check him.
My EMT source said he was on the scene immediately to pull Epstein's body out to the morgue. And when he got to the cell, he saw seven people there touching Epstein's body and moving stuff around.
Yeah, okay. So even Bill Barr was telling us years ago, like, no, there's no video of it. I was confused when the video came. I'm like, where did they get video? I thought the video was out. Well, they don't. It's not video. That's not Epstein's cell. It's the same floor, but it's not Epstein's cell. You know who published that, by the way? It's been out for a while. The Office of the Inspector General of the Federal Government, the DOJ, which is over the federal prison system. Listen to the guys on Glenn Beck report this yesterday.
So I looked around to see if there was any confirmation on what this cell was. And I found an OIG report from the Justice Department 2 years ago that shows the camera angle and the one camera that was actually working. So you can see the diagram, and I think we actually have it if you're watching this right now. There's a diagram that shows where this camera is. It shows where Epstein's cell is. And the big thing that stands out, Glenn, is this camera doesn't even have eyes on Epstein's cell at all. Like, not at all.
There's That's incredible.
Four different...
Okay. Were they trying to gaslight us? I guess. Okay. The area that the camera actually focuses on, yes, theoretically, you could walk through it and go to Epstein's cell, and it shows nobody walked through it. But the problem is, there's this whole other area on the right that you could also walk through to go to Epstein's cell, and it wasn't anywhere. So, like, you could have walked in there, spent 2 hours in there, come out with two black eyes, and run a blood down your face from fighting Epstein for his life, and there'd be no recording of it. They kind of didn't mention that. Does that seem a little dishonest to you? It took Glenn Beck, who had this reaction.
Pam Bondi needs to be fired. Who is rolling this out? The little rascals? Panky, look, I got some videotape. What are you doing? This is ridiculous. This is such absolute incompetence.
Laura Ingraham dealt with it a different way. She just kind of slides it in there. And I can tell she didn't want to make a big thing out of it because she's got a lot of Trump supporters in her audience. But we don't shy away from that kind of thing.
Now, the video also doesn't show the door to Epstein's cell, but we do see what appears to be his last moments outside of it. The DOJ Inspector General says this blurry figure in orange is Jeffrey Epstein being escorted for the final time.
Yeah, and that's at 7 p.m. We don't know what happens for like 11 hours after that because the video's not on his cell. Folks, the whole thing made poor Alex Jones cry yesterday. Real tears down his face.
So now by coming in and being part of the cover-up, the Trump administration has become part of it. I mean, it just, you cannot see it any other way. So I just got to the office. I'm going to go throw up, actually. And this only happens every few years when something really, really bad happens or something. I mean, I'm physically going to puke probably right now. My mouth is watering right now. Because I have integrity. And
here's the tears.
I just really need the Trump administration to succeed and to save this country. And they're doing so much good. And then for them to do something like this, tears my guts out. Mm-hmm.
And here's the problem. This is White House, then White House counsel for Donald Trump, Alina Haba, who, by the way, is also for years his personal attorney, explaining what they had. And this is remarkable in retrospect, about 3.5 months ago.
Epstein's case, it is incredibly disturbing. We have flight logs,
flight logs,
information, names that will come out.
Is it going to be shocking?
I don't see how it's not shocking that there were so many individuals that were hidden and kept secret and not been held accountable. Let's talk about the reverse. I believe in accountability. So you have to now go through your process. Now, I won't say they're guilty until they go through their time in court. But again, now it's time for accountability.
That's pretty specific.
So many years, Pierce, in this country, many investigations.
It's very, very specific. Now, Pam Bondi was asked yesterday about her claims.
DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients. Will that really happen?
It's sitting on my desk right now to review. That's been a directive.
Yeah. She was asked about that yesterday. She says the whole thing's misunderstanding.
In February, I did an interview on Fox, and it's been getting a lot of attention because I said I was asked a question about the client list, and my response was, it's sitting on my desk to be reviewed, meaning the file along with the JFK, MLK files as well. That's what I meant by that. Also, to the tens of thousands of video, they turned out to be child porn downloaded by that disgusting Jeffrey Epstein. Child porn is what they were. Never going to be released, never going to see the light of day. To him being an agent, I have no knowledge about that. We can get...
Okay. Somebody asked Alina Haba because she was like, yeah, we got flight logs. All these people are going to jail. We're going to try them. All the Johns. When do you see the list? Is it? Was she just have the file too? Was it a misunderstanding? Because that was super duper specific. I don't know, y'all. Strangest thing I've ever seen. That's saying something. Kash Patel, too, sure seems super convinced 18 months ago.
That Bill Gates is lobbying Congress night and day to prevent the disclosure of that list. And why is it that the Senate, you know, and good for Senator Blackburn to try to get it out, but then Dick Durbin comes over the top and says, no, we're not going to release the names. I don't care about the list itself, but if release the names, right? What the hell are the House Republicans doing?
Got me, bud.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.